Based in Durham, North Carolina, Piedmont Wholesale Flowers tagline is Farmer Founded, Farmer Directed, Farmer Grown. Today you'll hear an update with Stephanie Hall of Sassafras Fork Farm and Market Manager Julia Carpico.
First of all, COVID definitely kind of catapulted the need for our customers to source locally. But fortunately, the trend is definitely moving to customers wanting to support their local farms, their local marketplaces. And it's becoming really important for the retail shoppers to know that they are supporting local farms.
I love our florists. I love them so much because that's what they do. And that's what they do best is picking our flowers and then making these beautiful, yeah, creative arrangements and wedding decors. And I don't have to do that. I can grow and do what I've really decided to focus on.
Hello again, and welcome back to the Slow Flowers Podcast with Deborah Prinzing. This is episode 653. This is the weekly podcast about slow flowers and the people who grow and design with them. It's all about making a conscious choice, and I invite you to join the conversation and the creative community as we discuss the vital topics of saving our domestic flower farms and supporting a floral industry that relies on a safe, seasonal, and local supply of flowers and foliage. This show is brought to you by slowflowers.com, the free online directory to more than 750 florists, shops, and studios who design with local, seasonal, and sustainable flowers, and to the farms that grow those blooms. It's the conscious choice for buying and sending flowers. And thank you to Red Twig Farms, based in Johnstown, Ohio. Red Twig Farms is a family-owned farm specializing in peonies, daffodils, tulips, and branches, and a popular peony bouquet by mail program. You can learn more at redtwigfarms.com. Increasingly, Slow Flowers is enjoying the addition of flower collectives and cooperatives joining us as members. It's a reflection of the decade-plus work we've been doing to advocate for a local and seasonal floral marketplace. It benefits everyone, from grower to florist, and I've personally witnessed those relationships flourish and enhance our thriving community. Today, we're checking in with the Piedmont Wholesale Flowers Hub in Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina, as I catch up with Stephanie Hall of Sassafras Fork Farm, longtime Slow Flowers member, and with Julia Carpico, the PWF market manager. My relationship with many of the growers and florists involved in the Piedmont area dates to September 2016, when I was invited to attend a flower farmer potluck and teach a creative writing workshop there. What an inspiring visit. I was there for a few days, and during that time, I recorded a podcast episode with Stephanie Hall. You'll find the link to that episode in today's show notes. Later that year, I connected with Kelly Morrison of Color Fields, another Raleigh area grower, and she told me about the origins of the soon-to-open Piedmont Wholesale Flowers Market. That cooperative, one of the first to open after the Seattle Wholesale Growers Market landed on the map in 2011, is entering its eighth season. You can hear my interview from 2017 that I did with Kelly on the start of Piedmont Wholesale Flowers. I'll share that link in today's show notes. It'll be a fun history lesson, and you'll be able to see how far they've come. A lot of good things have changed, and that's what today's conversation is all about. Piedmont Wholesale Flowers has moved into a new, larger market space and has added two more market days for a total of 3 days per week. With 14 member farms, this is a solid, well-run flower hub, and I'm thrilled that we'll all learn more today. You'll meet Julia, the market manager since 2019, and Stephanie Hall is returning to share her insights on the story of this little market that could. It's growing up. I know you'll enjoy this conversation, so let's jump right in and get started. Welcome back to the Slow Flowers Show with Deborah Prinzing. I'm Deborah Prinzing, and today I have two fabulous guests coming to us from North Carolina, and I want to welcome Julia Carpico, market manager of Piedmont Wholesale Flowers. Hi, Julia.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so glad you've joined us. And a return guest to the show, Stephanie Hall of Sassafras Fork Farm. Hi, Stephanie.
Hello. Good to see you again.
It's so great to see you. I mean, the last time I saw you, I was in your beautiful event barn, as we just realized, 2016. My goodness. But we have video now, and we can chat, and we're going to share lots of photos in the show notes at soulflowerspodcast.com next week. The occasion for this episode is some big news that Piedmont Wholesale Flowers has. And so I think I'm going to let Julia start and give us a little context. And Julia, also please share with us how you got involved as the market manager.
Sure. Well, I came from a non-flower background. I come from a sales background, working with luxury hotels for all of my career until I became a stay-at-home mom. I stumbled upon Piedmont Wholesale Flowers in my travels one day and started to visit a little bit when they allowed retail shoppers in, and got to know Kelly Morrison, the founder, and some of the growers. And when they posted the job for market manager, I jumped on it, and I am honored that they chose me to usher the beautiful flowers into the world without having a flower background. But they've provided a lot of training for me to understand local product.
But Julia, coming from luxury hospitality, oh my goodness, what a good fit for luxury flowers. I mean, I'm sure that's how you guys viewed it, right, Stephanie?
Exactly. We always say that Julia is our market's best asset. And how do we keep her for many, many years? She's amazing.
So, Stephanie, up until last year, you had some other employees who were managing the market, right?
We did. So okay. The first year the market started, we were actually more of a kind of like of a farmer's market setup, where each farm would come, set up a table, and we would sell our flowers to the customers. But we quickly realized after that first year that it wasn't quite the model that was going to be sustainable for all the farms. The idea behind this co-op is to keep the farmers on the farm growing more flowers. And so for our second year, we hired a manager that didn't last. And so Julia came through, and she's grown with us.
Yeah. And I think that that's very familiar with what I've heard from other folks, because Julia, what is the season? You're opening next week. Actually, talk about how you opened today, because we're recording this on March 6th. So what happened today?
Sure. So our first online platform went live this morning for all of our designers and florists. And the market will stay open until Tuesday night. However, orders can be picked up beginning Monday and Thursday. So okay. Our two live markets will be next week, Tuesday and Thursday.
Okay. You cut out there for a minute. You said orders can be picked up beginning Tuesday?
Yes. So Our online platform went live today, and it's for orders to be picked up Tuesday or Thursday.
Great.
The next week, we will also start delivery service.
Wow.
But we hold off on the first week just to allow our inventory quantities to grow a little bit.
Right. And the email you sent me said that you, now you're in your eighth season, you've moved into new larger market space. So we'll talk about that. And you've added two more market days, totaling three per week. So what does that look like? Is that in person, you mean, or online?
Yes. So it's in person. Last year and all the years prior, we were one day a week. Okay. So now we are offering 2 days a week. And then on Fridays, we are offering a shop the cooler day. And that will be, if we do have any product remaining, customers can come in for last minute weekend needs.
Wow, that's great. I love that shop the cooler day. But that's also because your inventory's not necessarily going to last till the following week. So you want to move it, right?
Absolutely. It's absolutely. And we've learned from our customers that having a Friday option is a big benefit, because they plan all week for their weekends, but a lot of things happen between Monday and Friday. So having one last day, if we have the product to provide to them, for them to stop in and pick up a couple last minute things is really helpful for them.
Well, that's wonderful. So talk a little bit about your locations. Stephanie, when you started I think I remember you were at like a food hub or something, right? Mm-hmm. Back in the day.
Yeah, we've been there since the beginning with Farmer Food Share, which it has been an amazing partnership. I feel like we really, our missions crossed over a lot of supporting farms, small farms in North Carolina were just farms and they were food. And we actually partnered with them when we decided to bring delivery on in 2022. Wow. So they have big delivery refrigerated trucks, right, Julia? I don't know if they're refrigerated. Yes.
They are.
And so they... we partnered with them on our Tuesday delivery days. And even in our new space, they're still going to be our delivery partners.
Yeah. I mean, so nice to layer on to something that's already happening and you know, for efficiencies. And also, you didn't have to buy a truck, it sounds like. You could just...
Right. Yeah. Yes. And I will say, though, what happened is, and it's not a bad thing, both of our organizations, Farmer Food Share and Piedmont Wholesale Flowers, continued to grow. And so we grew out of their space just as their space needed to grow into what we were occupying.
Right. A happy change then, right?
Yes, exactly.
What did that mean at first? Did you guys freak out? Like, where are we going to move to? Or like, how did you transition? And Julia, maybe you can talk about finding the new location, which is it in Durham, North Carolina, correct? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes. Okay. That's correct. It's just a few miles down the road from Farmer Food Share, our original location. So it's really nice. Yes, of course, when we realized that we were growing and we needed new space, it was scary at first because finding space in downtown Durham, the woman that owns the lease to the space, she has created this sweet space that's meant for a collaboration of local art, movement, and sound artists, basically.
Wow.
She runs a small little coffee pop-up within the space. But naturally, she wanted to have someone a little more permanent share the space with her. And just by luck, one of our farms was her friend, and we made this connection, saw the space, fell in love with it. And now it's this perfect setting for us. Our customers can get a coffee or an espresso when they come in and pick up their order, or if they want to hang out and shop a little bit from the inventory we have there, they can do that. And so it's just honestly the perfect setting for us.
Oh, that's great. And were you also in Durham before? I know Piedmont is the whole region, right?
Yes. Yes. Piedmont is the region of North Carolina that we're located in, but our market has always been based in Durham.
Uh-huh. So the way it works then, when you mentioned that you have the online availability, so I'm assuming all the farmers are posting their availability by what, Tuesday night or something like that? Like you went live today. So I'm wondering how soon you got all that.
Sure. So farms begin loading their inventory Tuesday nights, and they have until about 9 o'clock Wednesday mornings to get their inventory loaded. Gives me an hour to do a quick check on everything, and then I publish the store at 10 a.m.
Okay.
And Deborah,
yes.
just to tag on to that, PWF became a member of Rooted Farmers just back in the beginning of 2023.
Okay, so it's on their platform.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But from your point of view, Stephanie, that it probably gets easier every season because once the photo of a particular, you know, foxglove is in your database, you don't have to add it the following year, right? You just click on it and move it into the inventory. That must be so nice.
It was so nice. This year was so stress-free when Julia sent us the text message of reminder, get your shop loaded. I just had to go on and just click little check the boxes and change the dates of availability. But yes, all the work is kind of done a year ago. And of course, if we have something new, it's really easy to load it. And I think all of our farms really like to have that control.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too. But from the customer's point of view, and Julia, you're working with all these florists. I mean, what I've heard from florists is that aggregated platform allows to buy from Sassafras Fork and then to buy from Color Fields and multiple other members, but then just get invoiced once. Isn't that how it works?
That's correct.
Yeah, yeah. Great. And how much do you... You probably don't know yet how this season's going to go, but in general, how much is pre-order and how much is shopping off the floor? Because it sounds like they both are important.
Truly and honestly, every week is different. we have designers that are, you know, big wedding designers that, you know, pre-order every week, but they may choose to come to a Thursday market to supplement their order some weeks. I mean, every week is completely different from the week prior.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's nice to have a choice, and that Shop the Cooler on Fridays is for the people who are in their own little crunch, probably like, oh, I need more, I don't know, apricot something, whatever it is. I just need more of it. And they come and see what's in the cooler.
Exactly.
We're definitely anticipating too, now that we have greater visibility just in this section of Durham. We have our logo, or our Piedmont Wholesale Flowers is painted on the front of the shop. And we know we're going to be getting more questions from the general public and more interest. So we've definitely dedicated the Fridays, Shop the Cooler days, to also be open to the general public.
Oh, great. I'm going to put the photo up on the screen so people can see it, and you can talk a little bit about... I saw on social media the, you know, activity of painting it, the typography and all. It's a beautiful dark, sort of dark green color on a, is it an old brick building?
Yes, it is. It is.
What did you say, Julia, before we started recording about you wanted to have this like warehouse vibe? Is that was sort of your landlord's dream, or... Tell me about how this came together.
Sure. Well, to begin with, we have a new logo this year that one of our farmers actually designed, which is fabulous. Lauren Hoover with Bottom of the Fox Farm also has graphic design background. So she has created a whole new logo shop for us. We have multiple different options.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get that up on the screen while we're chatting. So keep going. Yeah.
Sure. But one request that Carrie, the owner of Perfect Lovers, which is the coffee artistic collaborative space, she just asked for us to keep the downtown Durham warehouse feel when we put our name on the front of the building. So initially, we had thought about having flowers painted up there or doing something incorporating our new logo. But really, those letters are at the heart of the downtown Durham warehouse feel. So that's why it looks as it looks.
I think it's really cute. It's really great. And like we were saying, it probably will have some really cute plantings in the trough out front once we get past the season. Here's the logo. I'm just able to get it up. That's great. It's really great. I love it. It's so happy. My goodness. So back to your point, Stephanie, about the public. Have you sold to the public before? Or is this a new thing?
We've sold to the public, but just kind of under the radar. Mm-hmm. Just for people who happen to be walking by the shop. We have,
like Julia.
Yeah. And we always do increase, you know, we have retail pricing for our wholesale bunches. That's definitely not our mission right now. We're not trying to really forge ahead with retail at this point in our history. Our mission and vision is definitely for our wholesale customers.
Right. No, I support that. You're in a difficult situation, especially if you have this highly visible space. So I can see that you're just trying to get ahead of it and not have any surprises about that. But for your job to serve your customers, it sounds like even this location is more convenient and getting the added chance to network and have coffee. And it's a positive thing when people come in, even if they're stressed, they're going to just have a little moment to enjoy themselves, I hope.
Yep. And that's part of who we are as well, is we're nurturing relationships amongst our farms. Like whenever we get all of our farms on a Tuesday or Thursday morning dropping their flowers off, we don't want to leave, right? We do. We want to go back to our farms to work, but we're catching up with other growers and talking about what worked or what happened that week. And the same goes with our customers, is that they really want to come and ask the farms questions, ask Julia about different colors or different varieties that are coming up. So we're really not just a wholesale outlet. We're really trying to nurture this feeling of community and relationship.
I can feel that. And I just think the longevity of being now in your eighth season, congratulations. That's really amazing. Because so many people want to start co-ops, but you were one of the first few who actually got started after the Seattle Wholesale Growers Market and hung in there. And it's a lot of work. I remember talking with Kelly about that. Just getting the original funding and all. So now you've grown to, is it 14 farms? Mm-hmm. And talk a little bit about where they are coming from and how do people become members to sell? Maybe Julia, you can talk a little bit about, I don't want to say old timers like Stephanie, but who has longevity, and then how do you make space for new growers?
Sure. So most of our farms have actually been with us since I started in 2019. We have added a few farms since 2019. I can tell you they're carefully vetted. Our board members visit the farms. We do ask that they have a certain amount of years of wholesale experience before they join us. Our farms are carefully vetted, and they're all within, I'd say, the furthest farm from our market is maybe 40 miles at maximum.
Great.
Everyone is pretty close to the downtown Durham area, like within 30-minute drive, I'd say. So
that's great. And then you have a few people that you said are in their one-year trial period. So how does that how do people get onboarded and sort of have that trial period and then graduate up to a permanent member?
Sure. So first, we have an application on our website that farms need to complete. The application is shared with and reviewed by all of our board members. And then from that point, if a farm is onboarded, they are onboarded in what's called a one-year trial period. That trial period is for the benefit of not just PWF, but also for the grower.
Sure.
Make sure that it's the right fit, make sure that they're comfortable dropping off flowers to us twice weekly, and they like working with the Rooted Farmers platform. There's so many things we want to work with. And of course, we are making sure that their product is a good fit for PWF. It fits the standards that we promote. Mm-hmm. And so those one-year trial members will earn voting power and become true owners of the co-op at their one-year anniversary.
Got it. That's great. That's exciting. Mm-hmm. We talked about you starting in early March. Is this the earliest you've actually opened your doors for a season, or is this typical?
This is typical. Okay. It's typically mid-March, just depending on what Mother Nature provides to us.
That's right. And then you go, how late do you go in the year?
Historically, usually the last week of October to the first or second week of November.
Okay. Wow. That's a long growing season. Stephanie, I want to ask you about what are you going to deliver next week from Sassafras Fork? Like what did you upload this morning or yesterday? And, what are your first crops of the season?
So my first crops this year, which is very different from years past, I just have poppies and anemones growing right now. And they're finally stretching, getting to that nice long length. So I was able to offer the longer length stems for next week. We do offer, in our platform, we offer, standard standard stems, but we also give the option of farms to list shorter stems, but for a different price. So that's really nice because some of the florists they don't need the really long stems. They're trying to make a boutonniere or make a little table compote. So it's nice to be able to offer everything that comes off of a farm, really.
Right. Are those, did you grow those or are you growing them in a high tunnel? Oh, I know spring comes early in the season in the South.
It does. We had a really warm, pretty mild week this week. But I will say in order to get a little earlier blooms, I'm not trying to push the season a lot, but the high tunnels really, like, as everyone knows, the high tunnels just give you such higher quality of flowers. Mm-hmm. And this is actually my first year growing. I grow the Champagne Bubbles series of poppies, and they do great out in the field. I've always produced really lovely crops in the field, but I had space this year in my tunnels because I'm not growing tulips. That's the biggest.
Okay, I was going to ask you, what's the change?
Yes, that's the biggest change.
So on a positive note, you getting out of tulips maybe made room for another grower to up their quantities. And I'm sure, Julia, you can talk a little bit about that with crop planning. And as the market manager, you probably have to have these big discussions about who's growing what when and how does that must start earlier in the year.
Yes. I mean, I feel at every meeting we talk crop planning with the group. You know, I have been visiting a lot of our customers in person now, and it really gives me more insight to what they're hopeful for in the next year. And then I can share that with our farms. So yes, it is kind of like playing Tetris with crop planning a little bit, but it always works out.
So, well, I love that you mentioned visiting the customers. So I do kind of want to ask you to, you know, share the kind of what is the zeitgeist of the floral marketplace in Raleigh, Durham? Like, is it very wedding driven? Is it retail flower shop driven? Or is it a good mix? Like, what are you seeing among the customers that you're interacting with? Or what are you hearing?
Yes. So it's truly a good mix. I mean, we have brick and mortar customers that own flower shops. Some of them are our largest customers. But then we have very large event planners too. So we see, you know, it's an even mix of both.
Wow. And do you feel like, since I didn't realize you started in 2019, so you've got a little bit of a perspective through COVID, congratulations. well, to all of you, what if anything is the sentiment among the marketplace? Are florists asking more for, North Carolina grown product because their customers are asking for it, or like what is influencing them to really see you as like a priceless asset for the marketplace?
So I feel that first of all, COVID definitely kind of catapulted the need for local, for our customers to source locally. But fortunately the trend is definitely moving to customers wanting to support their local farms, their local marketplaces. And it's becoming really important for the retail shoppers to know that they are supporting local farms. So, you know, it's been a great thing for us and for local farmers everywhere, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That the trend is moving strongly in that direction.
And by doing that sort of one-on-one visits to customer studios the markets, wholesale customer studios and shops. I'm sure it's great research and you have intel about things that you have to do that in person to really learn about what makes someone tick.
Yes. It's great insight for me to get to see their space and see where they're working. But truly the reason for me to visit our customers is my goal is to curate a shopping experience for our customers that is personal and easy for them. I like learning about there and how I can help them make sourcing locally easier on them.
And
I do that, you know, with the help of the farms, of course. The Rooted Farmers platform helps me do that. So we're really driving in that direction.
That's great. Well, Stephanie, I'm going to put you on the spot and talk a little bit about Sassafras Fork Farm. Yeah. Since I did get to visit, and it was so long ago, I know so many things have changed. When I first met you, well, there wasn't a Piedmont wholesale market. Were you mainly selling through farmers markets and then doing your own farmer florist work? Sure. Describe what's happened with you and how this has maybe changed how you farm and how you market your flowers.
Totally. I will say that joining Piedmont Wholesale Flowers at the time that I did, in the phase of life where I was at, probably saved my farm.
Okay.
Just when I first began farming and entered into the flower farming world about 2 years after that, I was educated in the way that you had to do everything. A flower farmer had to do everything. You had to learn how to grow the flowers, market the flowers, design the flowers. And it was just, it was all consuming, which when I first started, I was single. I had no children. And so the farm was really, it was my life. and it was my life like 12 hours plus every single day. And then Friday nights before going to farmer's market, you know, I was staying up until 2, 3, 4 a.m. making mixed bouquets. And I just had a lot to learn. But then when my life took a pivot, I got married and then we decided to start having children. I just entered into my business so naively and I didn't think anything was going to change. And it changed overnight.
Yeah.
And so I learned very quickly that, you know, my mom told me this quotation one time of, you can do everything, but not at the same time.
Oh, so true.
So true, right? And just how I was talking about how I canceled tulips from my grow list this year, it doesn't mean that they're gone forever from my farm. It just means that this year, probably next year, I just need to take a break from that intense crop. And eventually, I love them, so they'll come back. But once I had my two boys, I had to stop doing farmer florist work.
Okay, so you're not doing design work at all right now.
No.
But you are a farmer who knows what florists want and designers want, so it makes you a better grower for the market that Julia's interacting with.
Exactly.
You understand what they need.
Exactly. Yes. And it makes me, I love our florists. I love them so much because that's what they do. And that's what they do best is, you know, picking our flowers and then making these beautiful, creative arrangements and wedding decors. And I don't have to do that. I can grow and do what I've really decided to focus on.
Yeah. And that's really helpful to hear. Stephanie, also, do you feel because of your transitioning away from farmers markets from a personal point of view, you must feel like you have family time, even though you still have to keep an eye on the crops, but your weekends are freed up, right?
Correct. Yes.
Wow.
So once the kids are getting, they're 4 and 7 this year.
Oh,
and
my They're not babies anymore.
Not babies. So wow. I thought after they were out of the baby phase that my calendar would open up so much more, but it's filling up more because they're into more activities.
Yeah.
So Saturdays are important to keep.
Yeah.
For families.
And your story is one snapshot. Julia, there's 13 other farmers, and I'm sure this is sounding familiar. I know that not all your farms are female owned, but probably the majority of them are moms or parents or families, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Every one of our farms has a female owner.
Wow.
Every single one, which we're very proud of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's the creative, what do we call it? The creative collaboration of, feminine creativity. I love that all. That's wonderful. So you're opening your doors. And are you going to have a party next week on Tuesday when people can come pick up those flowers? And it's going to be really exciting for you to show it off.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we're so excited to open those doors officially for the first time. And you know, we've always been in the same spot. So it's nice to have a change too. And to have caffeine to offer customers is like a huge bonus.
I was going to ask you, was it hard to get the cooler in? But you mentioned that you have a cooler. So I'm assuming did it come from the old space or did you upgrade or enlarge?
So we just purchased our first cooler. We're such an amazing team. So our family members and farmers put our cooler together for us. Our cooler is thanks to grants that we received from here in North Carolina. So that's like so special for us that we own this huge piece of equipment now, and we're excited to fill it up and let our customers shop.
I love it. Congratulations. That's really amazing. Will you do events for your customers? I'm assuming people probably ask Stephanie, they probably ask you, can they come see your farm? Do you let people, I'm thinking about when the Seattle Wholesale Growers Market first started and I was on the board, we would do these occasional open farm days just for the customers to come see the farms. Are you able to do that? Or have you done that enough in the past that it doesn't need to happen now?
So we actually, we've talked about it, and I think about a month ago was the first time that we hosted one of our customers our growers, Springforth Farm, hosted them at their farm. And it's something that was so successful that we're thinking we definitely need and want to offer that more to bigger groups of our customers. Yeah.
Well, it kind of goes along with what you said about how when you're in the market on Tuesdays and Thursdays, there's all this dialogue and interaction. So people know you, they want to buy from you, they want to support you. So getting them on the farm is just like gravy. That's just like a bonus that who has time, but maybe once a year, it's a good idea. I love hearing about that.
And we would love to, since we're in this new space and there's just kind of is a where we set up, it's just an open kind of warehouse feel. And we would love to host events in this space to potentially pairing up with one of our customers, like featuring a florist and having a crop feature.
Oh, great. I love it. Yeah. Or a design workshop, something like that.
Yes.
What were you going to add, Julia?
Oh, Deborah, I just wanted to add that at every one of our markets, we have a farmer present, at least one.
Okay. Wow.
Which really sets us apart too. Our customers love to come in and be able to chat face to face with our growers. So even if they don't get out to the farms, they get to meet and interact with our farmers at our market.
And so important.
It's fabulous to hear the questions that, you know, go back and forth between the customer and the farmer. And it's just an awesome, awesome thing.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Well, I'm so delighted to reconnect with you, Stephanie, and to meet you, Julia. I was just going to mention, and I'll put this in the show notes. Back in November 30th, of 2016, when I was visiting the area, I got to visit Sassafras Fork and did an interview with you, Stephanie. So I'll share that link, although the story has changed. But that's kind of fun to go back. Yeah, look back, look forward. And then when you opened in 2017, May 10th, so just a little bit later in the spring, so we did a focus on a couple wholesale flower markets. I think somebody in Montana and then also Piedmont and Kelly Morrison was on. So I'll share that link. There's a lot has happened in over 8 seasons, and I'm really, really inspired by your story. I hope that people who are listening will come to the show notes at soulflowerspodcast.com, check out the photos that Julia shared, the links, and also just to follow you on Instagram, because you post every week highlights of what's coming into the cooler, I'm sure. And if you're from outside the region, it's just a way to get inspired about what's a cool crop to grow. Mm-hmm. What are you growing next, Stephanie?
Oh,
you're shooting for like Mother's Day? Is there something you're trying to get ready to bring in?
Well, I pretty much have my set crop list that, you know, we put in the ground in the fall. And so my ranunculus are definitely budding up nicely. So those should be ready in about a week and a half.
Oh my gosh. That's wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, everything's looking fantastic. And I will say what has opened up for me this year that hasn't around this time in the past is, because tulips are so constant.
Yes.
Is that I've been able to start more seeds in my greenhouse. So that's been really exciting.
And that's like a lovely slowing down process of being in the moment. So exactly. I admire that. I've got to try to adopt those practices myself.
Thank you for stating it that way. That's a really nice, I feel like that's the point where I'm at in my life right now is slowing down and savoring and reconnecting with what brought me to the farm in the first place.
Yeah.
And this group of growers and Julia and this market has really made that possible because the burden is not only on me. We share it and we share it all really well together.
Oh, it's a beautiful story. Anything you want to wrap up with, Julia, before we say goodbye?
I think we covered everything. I'm so excited for this season. I'm so glad local flowers are back, and I hope everyone will come out and visit us.
I hope so too. And have a wonderful season, both of you. Thank you so much for this really joyful conversation. I'm really inspired, and I'll get out there soon. I don't know when, but I'd love, if I'm on the East Coast, there's no excuse. I need to come visit. So thank you, Julia and Stephanie, and congratulations on a new season for Piedmont Wholesale Flowers. And we'll have all those details in our show notes. So take care.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining me today. You'll want to check out our show notes for episode 653 at slowflowerspodcast.com to watch the replay video of the interview and to see photos of the new Piedmont Wholesale Flowers Market Space and other photos that they've shared featuring their farmers and their flowers. And just a quick note, you heard Stephanie mention that Piedmont Wholesale Flowers has recently moved to the Rooted Farmers selling platform. Rooted Farmers is a sponsor of this podcast and a longtime supporter of Slow Flowers. In fact, Slow Flowers members who want to sell through the Rooted Farmers platform enjoy a special discount. It's a great opportunity. You can find more details in today's show notes. Our next thank you goes to the Seattle Wholesale Growers Market, a farmer-owned cooperative committed to providing the very best the Pacific Northwest has to offer in cut flowers, foliage, and plants. The Growers Market's mission is to foster a vibrant marketplace that sustains local flower farms and provides top quality products and services to the local floral industry. Visit them at seattlewholesalegrowersmarket.com. And thank you to Longfield Gardens, which provides home gardeners with high quality flower bulbs and perennials. Their online store offers plants for every region and every season, from tulips and daffodils to dahlias, caladiums, and amaryllis. Check out the full catalog at longfield-gardens.com. I'm so glad you joined us today. The Slow Flowers Podcast is a member-supported endeavor, downloaded more than 1 million times by listeners like you. Thank you for listening, commenting, and sharing. It means so much. As our movement gains more supporters and more passionate participants who believe in the importance of our domestic cut flower industry, the momentum is contagious. I know you feel it too. If you're new to our weekly show or a long-running podcast, check out all of our resources at slowflowerssociety.com. I'm Deborah Prinzing, host and producer of The Slow Flowers Show and The Slow Flowers Podcast. The Slow Flowers Podcast is engineered and edited by Andrew Brenlin. The content and opinions expressed here are either mine alone or those of my guests alone, independent of any podcast sponsor or other person, company, or organization. Next week, you're invited to join me in putting more slow flowers on the table, one stem, one vase at a time. Thanks so much for joining us today, and I'll see you next week.